last few weeks we've been the diet practically every word in the Gemara, let's see what happens. Learning by Madlik in a long time, we managed to cover 2.5 plot. I mean, that kind of shtick, I could just show you I know how to do that also. By the way, it's a very serious educational decision. Yeah. I mean, is another Rishon, another Achon, more important than another Rabbi Yochanan, another Rosh Chodesh? I told you there was a little sefer came out that it's not a kavod to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's Hatzal, because they scribbled down, I told you, walking from shul to home, home to shul, people fired questions at him, and he said things, and they put it down. Some of the things shouldn't have been said, certainly should never have been put down. Yeah. They asked him, a new yeshiva is opening up, which I learned only Gemara and Rashi. What does he think of it? The answer he gave is, should he give some answer? The answer he gave is, I didn't hear about the yeshiva yet. But that's the extreme. I told you, we can learn Gittin all year the same four blood. That's also a proper Seder Alimut. Or you can learn, and I like to do always, cover in the Zaman, 30 to 40 blood. Seems to be a kind of a minimum that should be. Unfortunately, you boys are not available for a proper other Seder, a Seder in Bikius. It's good to have a Seder in Bikius. Yeah. But even Bikius means more Russian Tosfos. Okay, let's pick up the Gemara, which should be already. Oh, ready, I'm sorry. Chav Gimel Amad Beis, the end. There's a little piece of Agadot here. Did we do the top of Chav Gimel? Not, we do the top of Chav Gimel yet either. Right. Okay, the last thing, I think last piece of Gemara that we learned after we got lost in the Birchas Hanukkah was the Halacha of Peah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, leave a Peah. And Peah is Tzedokah L'Aniyim Ki Yom Hochachicha. So you can leave it any place, but it said Pa'aso Necho, the edge of the field. So the Gemara gives several reasons. Bitl Aniyim, so that the Aniyim wouldn't be out there every half hour looking who left over something and so on and so forth. Or Mishum B'Pnei Ramoim, or those who say they gave and didn't give. Yeah. We'll pick up from there. Amar Rab Yitzchak Bar Adifa, Amar Rab Huna, Ne'er Shesh Shei Pios. Okay, anybody prepare the Gemara? Go ahead.
Amar Yitzchak Bar Adifa, Amar Rab Huna, Ne'er Shesh La Shnei Piyot, Ole Lebeit Bnei Adam. So a candle that has two openings to it, if it has...
Remember, their menorah was a big vessel, a big opening to pour the oil in, and a little one, that's the peep, right? And the little one that had the wick.
Not logical.
And no.
So if he lights it from two openings, then it counts for two people having lit. Amar Rava Mileke Ara Shemen Vihi Kifa Ptilot Kafa Le'an.
What do you learn from this little statement? Well, it says, okay, you have only one menorah, or two people, but the two openings, so each one can light and make a bracha, right? That's what it means. Each one can light and make a separate bracha. What I'm telling you here is what do you learn from here? That Mahadlin became the Lacha. We know what it said. The Mahadlin, right? They light, each one lights himself. I'm like, for myself, can you make a bracha? Let's continue when he says he already, Shtei Pios, two people can light, meaning, of course, light with a bracha. So you know already, you could argue the way Amiri wants to say that it's a shaila whether a woman should light with a bracha. If someone else is lighting in the house, remember, it's not rov neirishu beso, so the mitzvah was fulfilled already. Shailiz, was Hidul Mitzvah also extended to women? It's enough to make women apain hoyu bosa nes, so it's they also can perform the mitzvah. But is it shayach? Me wants to hint at, or she wants to conclude that way, I think, that the Hidul was not part of the women's custom, and therefore, when can a woman light with a bracha? When she's lighting the Ikar mitzvah. But to go ahead and light with a bracha on the Hidul mitzvah, we don't pass in that way. But the svara is an important svara. What it does, it says that the Hidul mitzvah is not at the same level as the mitzvah. The geos in other halachas, for example, where, I think we mentioned in passing, where there's one volume of oil, right? And if someone will light each night, like Mahadim and a Mahadim, then the others will have no oil to light. It's not my business. It's my oil. I want to be Mahadim, so I want to light the last night, I want to light 8 candles. We say, you know, since the Ikar mitzvah was really Neri Shubeso one, and the second label was each one one, and then went into each one, yeah. So if you don't have enough, you go back to the Ikar mitzvah. It didn't supplant completely, the Hidul mitzvah didn't supplant completely the Ikar mitzvah. Okay? When it says over here that each one can light, even on one menorah or Shtei Pios, it gives you the clear understanding that became halacha. That each one lights and makes an independent bracha, and we're willing to even cut corners in order to allow them to fulfill the mitzvah this way. You could tie in one menorah is enough for one person. Amar Rava, not only one, 10. And I continue on my over. Mila Ka'ara.
Mila Ka'ara Shemen, Vihikifapti Lot, Kafale Akli, Olila Kama Bnei Adam. So if he fills a bowl with oil and puts a few wicks in it and covers it over so that they won't come together, then it counts for a few people.
If he covers it over, the flame will go out.
Putting some type of separator, no?
It means there's a cover with holes in the cover.
Oh, okay.
In other words, like our menorah, I have 8. So instead of having, you say you go ahead, ner shesho shnei pios, ner shesho asora pios.
לא חפה עליה כלי, if they were not separated from one another, עשה כמין מדורה, אפילו לאחד, נמי אינה עולה. Then if they come together, all the wicks light together, it becomes like a flame, and then for even one person, it's not counted.
Okay. What do we have? You're not ready? That for Abdullah, it's a mitzvah avuka. Right? A big flame is a mitzvah. That's why our Abdullahs have more than 1 week. Right? But for the Chanukah, no, the remez, the zichron of the menorah, right, is a single week. Having more than 1 week, and what determines whether it's 1 week or 2 weeks is if there's a separation or not. If there's a separation, each one is a 1 week. Right? If there's no separation, then it becomes a madura, right? In terms of a bonfire, a furnace. By the way, what are you doing next Friday?
Next Friday?
Yeah.
The 20th?
Yeah.
Graduation?
Well, I hope to be there too.
Okay. Yeah. Rabbi, you drive from Muncie?
Huh?
Rabbi's going to drive from Muncie?
No. Unless someone invites me.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, we're going from here, but...
Okay, this is my granddaughter and his wife are graduating from Sarah Lawrence College. It's Ivy League College. I never had any relative graduate from Ivy League College. From Sheba College we had, Sir College, yeah, but Ivy League is so Sheba Yechis. Okay. Amar Rava.
אמר רב פשיטא לי, נר ביתו הוא נר חנוכה, נר ביתו עדיף משום שלום ביתו. So, פשיטא, then if there's only, if the person doesn't have enough money to buy for both, and it's either the nair for the Hanukkah, menorah, or for הדלקת נרות for Shabbat, then הדלקת נרות for Shabbat is עדיף because of שלום בית.
What shalom beiso?
The Hachi Amrinan Lekaman Vitiznach Mishalom Nafshi Zu Hadlakat Ner Beshabbat Shebne Beito Mitztarim Lishev Bechoshech. So we said that if one does not have light in the home on Shabbat, that it's not comfortable for them. And I believe we said previously in the Shiur that arguments arise because people bump into things.
Okay, let's say it's Pasuk in Eicha. Vatiznach mishalom nafshi, meaning my soul had no rest in the time of Chovan. Vatiznach mishalom nafshi, right, means you're supposed to have a restful Shabbos. But I pointed out to you, I'll remind you again, based upon the Shiltis, who holds that Yayin Lekidush is Da'asa. And it says, Yayin Lekidush and Ne'er Shabbos is only the Rabbonon. Ne'er Shabbos is Odif. Right? Mishum Shalom Bayis.
The Mitzvah Shilav is the Mitzvah Shilav.
Yeah. So why? It's a Da'asa. Misad Rabbonon. I said to you, it's a big Kiddush, but I believe it's right. That Shalom Bayis is also the Raisa. That's what the Pasuk quotes the Pasuk, that Tizna and Shalom Nafshi. In other words, Shabbos without Shalom Bayis violates the Shabbos Shabboson. Look what
Ner Beito v'kiddush hayom, Ner Beito adif mishum Shalom Beito. So likewise we say, if it's between Kiddush, Kiddush Hayom, or having a candle lit for Shabbat.
I remember, I think I gave you a copy of the Shiltis. I made full copy. I gave out the Shiltis. Okay. It showed you how a letter changes the halacha. could, a typo on a letter can change the halacha. Why? Look what it says. Ne'er beso b'kiddush hayom. Right? Ne'er beso odif b'shem sholom bayis. Boy rovo. Ne'er chaneke b'kiddush hayom. Mao. Kiddush hayom odif d'todir. Odilma ne'er chanek odif b'shem pesum inisa. Hold up, Poshta. Ne'er Chanukah Odev, right? Mishum Pursuit Isa. Look back up, hey, Lord. Kiddushim Odev Vitodia. We have Kiddush Hayom Odiv Ditodir. Why is it Kiddush Hayom? Not because it's the Raisa. Kiddush Hayom is Odiv. Why? Because it's Todir. Both are the Rabbanon. Todir Shena Todir, Todir Kodim. But if you have the Girsa, like the Shultas had, Kiddush Hayom Odiv, right? Vitodir, not Dutodir, but Vitodir. The Kiddush Hayom is Odir because it's the Raisa. With Todir, and it's also brought Todir. Two reasons why it's better. So changing the Dalit for a Vav, right? That allows for a Pshat either that it's the Raisa or not the Raisa. So, Shultas had the Girsa. Kiddush Hayom Odir, right? With Todir. Right, Kishrium is better because it's in the Raisa, and additionally it's Todir. The father of the Shultas, the father of the Nitziv, has that little comment on the side of the Shultas. I'm sure I made you copies of the Shultas.
Yeah.
Anyone remember?
You just read it.
I just read it. You didn't make you a copy of it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, next is easy.
So what gives the Shultas the right to say that Pursumi Nisa is greater? If it's Adiv Vitadir, why Pursumi Nisa overrides these two reasons?
Which one?
According to the Shultas Girsa, it's Adiv, it's Deraisa, and it's Tadir.
No, he doesn't have the Kiddush Hayom and Hanukkah. He has Kiddush Hayom and Ner.
No, but he also has Kiddush Hayom and Hanukkah.
Yes, but Kiddush Hayom and Hanukkah, we told you that remains a question. That's being a takonas chachom to violate the raisa.
No.
Rabbanon have a right to do that. Rabbanon have a right to do it. B'shev al tase, said not to do something. Then Rabbanon.
Oh.
Amar Rav Huna, Haragil Bener Havian Le Banim Tamidei Chachamim. Rav Huna says, one who is accustomed to lighting the Nerot will have children who are Tamidei Chachamim. Azahir Ben Mezuza, Zochel Dira Na'a. One who is careful to Mitzvah Mezuza will be Zochel to have a nice dwelling place. Azahir b'tzitzit zochel talit na'e, one who is careful with the mitzvah of tzitzit will be zoche to have a nice garment, a nice talit. Azahir b'kiddush hayom zoche umemale garbe yain, one who is careful by kiddush hayom will be zoche to have the bracha of filling many barrels of wine. Rav Huna hava ragil de hava chalif vetane av petcha de Rabbi Avin.
All right. He was a constant visitor. That's the rogil apischa, it's an expression for it. He was a house guest, right, of Ben Bayis.
of Rabbi Avin Nagra.
Chazor davarogel b'shag etuba. Right?
So you
saw that what?
You saw that?
Very careful. Right? On Ner Shabbos.
Amar tre gavre rav reve nafke mahacha. Nafke minayu.
Since it said harogel rav ner havel abonim tamid chachomim, he said surely there'll be two chamid chachomim coming out of here. And who were their descendants? Who were their children? Rabbi de barabin, rav chia barabin. So Tosfos points out since there were two people involved in Ner Shabbos. He was Zohir and his wife was Zehira in it. Therefore, they got two Tamid Chacham. The next case involved only one person, they got one Tamid Chacham. So it's good if you have your grandmother and grandfather and your wife all together in Ner Shabbos, you get a whole bunch of Tamid Chacham. Okay?
The husband has to be there.
Yeah?
The husband is there while the wife lights, or he lights, or she lights with him in line.
That by the way, is Yisrael people are more zohir on that. They want to be present when the wife lights the candles. I say in America we don't seem to be makbid on that, but lighting candles. And a proper run home. I saw it, in fact, every home in Esau I've been, they're makpid that the husband should stand there when the wife lights the candles. The children are there too. It has a stronger halachic basis. Since the chiyuv hadlakas ner, chiyuv rabbanim hadlakas ner is on every member of the household. So by ner Chanukah, we each light our own. And their Shabbos, and one is lighting for all of us. So it's only Yoshadik that they should be present. Okay.
Okay.
Look at the next one. Rav Chizda was a ben bias by Rav Shizbi.
Hava ragil de hava chalif etane apitcha de vein nasa de Rav Shizbi. Chaza de hava ragil b'saragi tuva. So it was by the father-in-law. Is that by the father-in-law of? Or the father?
Wait, no. What do you mean?
De ven nasa.
Oh yeah. Okay. Look at Tesis, and here, this is really part of Rabbonus. You have to know how to write a ksuba. The Tosfos tells you from here we know why we have that two nischos in the ksuba. You have either mibei avuho, the nedunyo that she brings into the estate. So the ksuba says, nedunyo the hanola slay mibei avuho is what you usually write. But if the kala is a nisoma min av, right? They don't write mibei avuho. You write mibei nasha. From a family home. That's how we know it today. That if the kala has no father, you write mibei nasha. If the kala has a father, you write the dunya, the dowry that she brings in, mibei avuho or mibei nasha. Look at Tesis. Amitam, why do you call it bei nasha? If I nifter oviv, kakom av hailishna. Di mechayim, havel meimim bei avuho, his father's house. Omer Rabbi Tam B'Shem HaShmuel, see, shekosu ksubo, imabiyya kala mechayim kosu nanolos bei avuho. In kwa meis, kosu nanolos bei nasha. Okay.
So we're saying Rav Chizda was a ben bayit and was regular to go by the father or the house from which the wife, I guess, had come of Rav Shizbi. Hazadahava Ragil Bisargetuva, we saw that he was Makpid on Shabbat candles. Amar Gavra Rabba Nafak Mehacha. Nafak Minayu Rav Shizbi, the Rav Shizbi. So came out from that house Rav Shizbi. So we're saying that he was Makpid and he himself, but I guess we're saying the Chiddush was that even though it was the father-in-law that was lighting, his grandchild was Rav Shizbi, was Talmid Chacham. All right.
Okay. Now comes the next halacha. That's really that needs a little attention. Okay. The bisu de Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, ave ma'acheres. When she always lit her Shabbos candles as late as possible, surely not in violation of Hilchos Shabbos, of course.
Amarla Rav Yosef, Tanya lo yamish amud ha'anan yomam ve'amud ha'esh laila. So he brought for her the pasuk that he says the amud anan did not leave while until the amud esh of Laila came. So basically to say,
okay, let me add something here that's not mentioned, but somehow to tie it in, see if you have a bright idea. Habesha was blind. That's who Sagi Noah. His wife lit candles late. Amar Rav Yosef, Tanya lo yomu shamud onam yomu amud eish laila, melameh shamud onam mashlim lamud eish, amud eish mashlim lamud onam. So it's a beautiful way of saying a little criticism, right? What does that mean? What do you tell her about that in the Midbar, the Amud Onan Amid Eish, there was a short period of time when both were visible. The Amud Onan was there, right? And the Eish showed up, but the Onan didn't go away. What does it mean to say? You don't have to make a sharp distinction between weekday and Shabbos. What she was trying to do is, we'll let the weekday end and then Shabbos begins, but shouldn't overlap. If you go ahead your light early, then you're overlapping Shabbos. Now, she also knew about the aloha of Tosefer Shabbos, that we are most of a little bit. It's a little bit that she did for 5 minutes so. But she was careful, in other words, not that it's a criticism of his wife, that she was a little sloppy about Hadlokas Ne'er. No, he sensed that she was pasking her shayla. She was Eishes halacha, right? She felt that halacha is proper to do it. Let the weekday end and Shabbos begin. So as we gave it, as we said, why are you so worried about mixing up weekday with Shabbos? We mixed up the onan and the eish also. They didn't wait till one went away and the other one comes in. Okay, good. Look at the next thing. And here's an interesting thing. Sovo lagduma. Oh, that's the case. Shabbos is wonderful. We'll start Shabbos as early as possible. I mean, we can make Shabbos from Plaga Mincha. What does your wife do on Yom Kippur? If she wants to light candles and then go to shul, wants to carry something, she wants to drive to shul.
Light on time.
Just says, it's not Makabal Shabbos yet. But she can light early. Not Makabal the what? The Yisur Malach of Shabbos. But Shabbos she is Makabal Shabbos, right? Yeah. So you can go an hour and a quarter before Shkia, you can light candles. People people do that when they have to go someplace. There's always a problem whether they're doing right or not. To light candles and walk away, Shaila Bochel Vatola. Like the purpose of candles is only Shabbos. You shouldn't eat in the dark. You shouldn't stub your toe. You're not going to be there. What are you lighting candles for? Then better to light candles wherever you'll be. So we talk about lighting candles. It means, and there'll be people there. When we have to go away for Shabbos to a simcha in the hotel, you can't light candles in the hotel, in the room. So they put all those candles on a big tray. 300 women come and light a little tin can or something. I told you that doesn't make sense to me. I don't see how it ever developed as such a minhag. In my mind is Bade Brochel Batola. It doesn't say anything, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't add anything. You know. And usually it's out in a hallway someplace where. So we go away with our wives of Brochel, we light in the room. Be careful, it took a long always. Even that little tin thing, they sell glass menorah that you put that in there, so it's called Shabbos. But then she would stay in the room and do the chumash or whatever she was doing there to have benefit from. Otherwise, real problem. How a bad minig got so widely established. And there are rabbonim, don't even think about it, their wives go light. So what does he say here? Amalahu Saba. Now, throughout the Gemara, whenever it says Ahu Saba, it almost always means Eliyahu HaNavi. Not an old man. Well, we wouldn't say an old man said. So I'm assuming I would learn from here too, that Ahu Saba means it. So Eliyahu HaNavi came to her to give you an idea of who she was. Right? And said to her, Vashro Yadim Ushalo Yachel. What did he tell you? Your husband told you you shouldn't be ma'acher. I'm coming to tell you you shouldn't be ma'akdim either. Now you have another insight in what she did. Remember, there was a real problem because the same candles that you used lechvod Shabbos were the candles you used all week. That was the light in the house. The mele. What she had in mind was, I'll wait until it's as late as possible. Under normal days, I would have lit the candles already for, it's getting dark outside, the sun is setting, therefore I would like to put the lights on already. But to show that she's putting the lights on only for Shabbos, she waited as late as possible. That's what he says. In other words, there was a method to her madness. This was not some. She was teaching halacha that way, or she was following a halachic insight that I want the candles to say Shabbos. That's why we have the halacha of Plag HaMincha. Before Plag HaMincha, you can't light. Why? It doesn't associate with Shabbos. At least Plag HaMincha, I don't know, is already associated with Shabbos. According to Rav Yudi, you can say Tfilas Arbis already. Came out with Saba and said, Okay, you got to get the right. That's all we have. In America, pretty much everybody observes the 20-minute rule or 18-minute rule, that we light the candles 18 minutes before Shkia. In Yerushalayim, they light 40 minutes before Shkia. Right. Everybody else also light 18 minutes before Shkia.
Why 40 before in Eretz Yisrael?
That's because the Sefer Yireim held that Beit HaShemoshos is 20 minutes before Shkia, not the 20 minutes following Shkia.
As a Dat Yachid?
Huh?
As a Dat Yachid?
He had a lot of Talmidim. Yerushalayim was his. Therefore Yerushalayim, his authority held in Yerushalayim. These are things you should have picked up a long time ago. If it goes to Yerushalayim, they're like, well, they're light earlier. Yeah. Why? They're lazy people, they don't want to work. Stop work 20 minutes early, it's always a special one of them. I told you many times, work isn't for everybody. You have no choice, you have to, but otherwise, that's such a good idea. Yeah.
Just in terms of the structure, why couldn't Rav Yosef's wife just answer that answer at the end? And why did it really? Well, where did Eliyahu? I know that Havasav is usually Eliyahu. Why Eliyahu just walked up to you? Wouldn't you ask him some other questions too? Or
yeah. It's enough analysis of a little piece of I got to do it.
Right, I never understood that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why did we mention that Rav Yosef was Sagi Nahor?
That is why the wife lit for him. In other words, this was the first Shabbos after the Chasana. I mean, somebody discovered that she's lighting candles. It doesn't make sense. What, right after the Chasana, she did this and he criticized her, right? No, the fact is she lit, he didn't, he was not involved. At one time, he became aware of what she was doing. Why wasn't he aware right away? The answer is he was blind.
But it's her. Why would we have thought that he would have been lighting was he not? It's Hadlakat Nerot is mitzvah of the, one of the three mitzvot of the Nashim.
When she was lighting.
He's saying, why didn't he come earlier rather than later? Why was
look at the language. Look at the Gemara. Hava macheres, having macheres and madlekes. What does that mean? She was doing this. He wanted to stop her right away. Having macheres, meaning it was her custom to do this. How could it be her custom to do this? He's in the house, he should have said no. The answer is, he's in the house, he doesn't know what she's doing, because he's blind. And then somehow someone told him, he found out what it is. Okay, now we go back to Halacha, and let me just refresh your memory. There's an iso to burn kodoshim on Yom Tov. Kodoshim that were noso, you can't burn on Yom Tov. Anosa mimeno adboker ba'esh yisarif. So we learn Anosa mimeno adboker. Talking about the Korban Pesach, right? What boker we talking about? Of course, you said eating korbanos at night. Anosa mimeno, you eat balaylahu, eat it at night. And Anosa was slept over, you burn. No, Anosa mimeno adboker. So what's adboker come to teach you? Nitein boker sheni yisarif also. That first boker, you can burn it. Because it's Yom Tov. And you're not burning it with Tzorech Ochal Nefesh. Therefore, what Aboker means, Chalamoid. Hanose meno ad boker, the boker of Chalamoid. You with us? That's Talmud. Korban Pesach is eaten at night. The Hanose meno ad boker, say eaten at Chatzos. The meno ad boker, Hanose meno, we beish yisorev. What's that talking to? What's ad boker? Litin boker sheni lisrifoso. Not important, not the first boker. First boker is Yom Tov, you can't burn on Yom Tov. You have to burn it the next boker, which is Chol HaMoed. Okay? Unless you're Ben Chutzal, let's say you gotta wait for another boker. So we have a Korban Pesach, we won't be any Chutzal, let's say. So what do we have here? Here's, just give a little bit of Hezbollah. Burning is not a Mleches Marsheves. Therefore, you can't say Isur Daraisa. Remember, when you have burning as an Isur Daraisa, no? Come on, people. If you're making charcoal, right? Then you burn. What is burning in Isur D'oraisa? When you're cooking, right? So if it's Shabbos, if it's Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. A burning Kadoshim, right, has no purpose whatsoever. No Tzorech Ochal Nefesh, right? But you're accomplishing something. The Mleches HaShevis is, I have Kadoshim that I have to burn, a mitzvah to burn. I know it's not Boker Ba'ishi Sorev. So therefore, that makes the Srefa into a Mleches HaShevis. That's an easy Hezbo to remember. And Mele, it's also to burn on Yom Tov. But that's Kadoshim. Kadoshim also Banor. No soul is also Banor. If you're dealing with Truma, as we'll see, Truma you also have to burn when it becomes Tameya, when it becomes Tomei. But you can also use it for fuel. You can use it to cook something. You can use it for light. In other words, Truma for Kadoshim leads to Isur Anor. Truma for Truma is only Isur Achila, but Mutar Banor.
Right.
You know where he is? Go ask him. Don't ask me. Ask him or wait for Ahu Saba to show up. That's Aloch. Okay, continue.
You go from the two dots or finish
that
the...
That you, Shem and Srefa. What's Shem and Srefa? What's Shem and Srefa? Shem and Trumot Shenitmo. Can use it for Hadlokas Neir Shabbos.
Rabbi wants to finish the Agadita or start from there? Rabbi wants me to finish the Agadita on the children of...
Yeah, finish the last piece of Agadita.
Amar Rava Dirachim Rabbanan Havu Lebenin Rabbanan. One who loves rabbis, he will have children who are rabbis. Demoki the Rabbanan Havu Le.
You know what the Gemara means to say, but if you love your children, they'll let them become rabbis. I said, love rabbi. Now she loves the chum.
The Moki Rabbanan Havu Le Chat Neveta Rabbanan. One who respects the Rabbanan will have sons in laws who will be rabbis. The Dachil Me Rabbanan, one who fears, who Gufe Have, he himself will become.
Is there Cheres for Rabbanan? Right?
He himself will become one of them.
But we love Bahochi, but if he's an Abolish. In other words, if you want to get a good grade on the Bechina, all you have to do is go with this medlish. Every day say one of the Magidi Shirish, or you stand up for him and show a lot of the Echeretz. Guaranteed, 100 on the exam. Right? Become a big Talmud Chacham that way. So he said, Bala, blah, blah, he happens to be an idiot. Yeah. Yeah. And if he's an idiot, what happens? And he has the Cheres for Rabbonim. So what happens? He becomes a shul president. That's it.
Umisht me'an milek tzorva mirabanan. People will listen to him and come to him for guidance and wisdom as though he was...
That's it. He becomes a rich Ramalitz. He also has their... They also pick up their hands with.
My Shemen Srifa, Amar Rava Shemen Shel Truma Shenitme'a. What is Shemen Srifa? Rava explains it is Shemen of Truma, which became Tameh. The Amai Karu La Shemen Srifa, why was it called Shemen Srifa? Hoil Vele Srifa Umed, because it stands ready and necessitates.
Rakle Srifa Umed.
Okay.
The only thing you can do with it is Srifa. Why? Why can't I use it to polish my shoes? Why can't I use it to oil my hinges? No?
Asr Bechila?
What?
Asr Bechila?
I'm sorry?
It's Asr Bechila, not Rashtes, or Bahana.
It's also, no, but why Srefa? I don't know you can do with oil.
It has an aspect of Kedusha to it, so it can.
The mitzvah I say to burn it.
Okay. It's a halacha of Kilui. It has to be a destructive anor. Like Achila. Achila, once you eat it, you destroy it in the kishkis. Right? Therefore, you need a hanor sheyesh bo kiloyo, a destructive hanor. That after having hanor, it no longer exists. Therefore, all you have is when it's tahoro is achila, when it's tameyo is shreifa. Okay?
Okay, Shabbat Mataima, so why can't we use it on Shabbat? Lo mitoch she mitzvah alav levaro. So if we said it's if the mitzvah is to
so
burn
good.
It.
It's Shabbat Seifa, so I it's good, I'm supposed to use it for lighting. That's a hanosh of kilui. What's wrong with it? Mm-hmm. So came the Rabbon and made a gzeire here.
Gzeira Shema
Yateh. What does that mean?
They'll be so excited to do the mitzvah that it should burn, that he'll tilt the...
What kind of shemen is shemen truma? The best shemen zayis. Shemen zayis, why is he worried about shemen yate? My shemen zayis, I worry about shemen yate.
And he wants it to burn faster because of the fact that there's a mitzvah in the srefa of it.
Oh. What is it? Yeah, there's no shemiyate to make it burn and not sputter. But the fact is that if you tilt it, the flame gets bigger too. Right? So as far as reading is concerned, he's doing fine. There'll be no gzeir shemiyate. Then now a new gzeir shemiyate comes in because he's anxious to fulfill his obligation make sure the oil all burns, so when it gets down a little bit near the end, he wants it to finish off already, make sure that it burns. Then maybe Shema Yatzi. Therefore, we don't allow you to use it on Shabbos. So why you say you can't be madlik b'shem and seifo b'shabbos? Because the yate will not be because of his need for a steady light to read. But yate will mean his need to get rid of this oil. He's anxious for oil to finish burning. Nu, amale abayed.
So therefore, Abaye says, there, if it's on Yom Tov, then you should be able to. It should be permissible. That there's no chashash of Shema Yate. Alamatnan. So why do we see therefore that which we learned? Em madlikin b'shemen sefa b'Yom Tov.
Why is there no chashash on Yom Tov?
Huh?
Why is there no chashash on Yom Tov? This isn't.
Why do you not burn?
It's not Ochel Nefesh. He's not.
Which one?
It's not Ochel Nefesh what he's doing right now.
Here he's using it for Ochel Nefesh. He's using it for.
For fuel. Oh, okay.
For fuel.
It's still one that you just used it for.
So what's wrong with Yantip? Yantip wants to burn faster, to burn faster. Yantip, a lot of burn. Cook on a little flame or a big flame. What was it mean?
This is Gzera Yom Tov Atu Shabbat.
Well,
a Gzera that it should be burnt on Yom Tov because it might then be burnt on Shabbat. A person would use it afterwards or similarly forget and think it was possible to use it on Shabbat. Rav Chisda Amar Leshema Yate Luchay Shinan. Rav Chisda disagrees and says that that's not the reason.
Is there any new pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah told us that you cannot use Shemen Seifo for Shabbos candles, for Shabbos light. Right. Why? So he says, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a Yontev Shecholiyos El Shabbos. So if you will light it El Shabbos as menorah for Shabbos, right? Then it'll turn out that you are lighting it, you are burning Kodosh B'Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos. You have to light it before Shabbos, so you'll be lighting it when it's still Yom Tov. Now, it's still Yom Tov, it's also to burn Kodosh B'Yom Tov. We're not talking about Kodosh. Well, we're talking about Shemen of Truma. Okay, that's already Gazlin and Truma to Kadosh. So the Gemara asked, but you can't squeeze that into the Mishnah, that pshat. When did the Mishnah say you can't use Shemen Sreifa? When you're dealing with a Shema Sreifo for the Shabbos following Yom Tov, since you have to light the candles before Shabbos, so you have to light the candle when it's still Yom Tov, therefore you'll be burning on Yom Tov. Good. Thank the Gemara, but the text of the Mishnah doesn't indicate so. For me, the Ketone is Sefer, Ein Madlikim Shema Sreifo be Yom Tov, Michal Dereshe Lav be Yom Tov Askinan. Mishnah first introduces Yom Tov on this line in the Mishnah. So the earlier part where it says, "Bamei Madlikim, Bamei Madlikim," and we can Shema Sefer, right? It cannot refer to Yom Tov because the Yom Tov is first introduced in the Mishnah at the end. On Mabchanina, no, you're wrong. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is just what we usually call Chasuv and Mechzeri v'Hocha Ketani. Just a conjunction is missing, a transition line is missing. But really, we're talking about the Epshat. Then we're talking about Erev Shabbos, right? Shechol Leo, Erev Shabbos, Shechol Leos.
Yom Tov.
I'm sorry. Yotzev Shecholiyah is Be'erev Shabbos. Right. Amar Rav Chanina Misura. No, here's how you learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Matam Koma. The Mishnah is learning a matam, a reason. It says Aloche, then gives the reason. Matam Eimani Gishya B'yotzev. Lefi Shein Sofa Kedosh B'yotzev. And the Mos says that's crap up shot. We'll just finish up the next two lines, to the two dots. And we learned a brayse that indeed, that's what the Mishnah meant when it said you can't use shem and sreifa, right? It meant when it's shem and sreifa to be used for Ner Shabbos, right? Following a Yom Tov, following a weekday, no problem. You use shem and sreifa. Kolelo shomu amligvem b'shabbos, maligvem b'yom tov, chutz b'shem shleifo, v'shei sofa kadoshim b'yom tov. And you have to always add, right? And gazrinen, what? Truma, shem shleifo, otu kadoshim. Because Kadoshim is also about no. Shevis Chayfo is Mutav no. So when what if he lights it on Yom Tov? He's having a no from it. And it's a no shel kilui. No shel kilui on. He's destroying it at the same time. What's wrong with the answer is Kadoshim you can't asa. Kadoshim you can't use. Kadoshim is also about no. But Truma, we would be able to use it, really. But Gazlinan, in the mind of people, Truma and Kadoshim are the same thing. Therefore, if you allow them to use to burn Truma Tmeya on Yom Tov, they'll burn Kadoshim on Yom Tov too. There's a strong drive, an interest not to have things around that get you into trouble. So you have kedoshim that need sreifa, you don't want it. There's anxious to get rid of it. Right. Therefore, if we allow them to do truma, they may make the mistake and think I can also burn kedoshim.
Does this also have to do with that? Isn't Shabbos like a aseh and a los aseh, and Yom Tov is just an aseh?
No, that's next.
Okay.
That's Chofei Yom Aleph. Sure. Okay, now we have
What is the reason for not for Kodashim being Asur B'Yom Tov?
That's
all. Ask Saba.
That's what we start with. That's Allah. I gave you a Hezbo why. That was the Hezbo I gave you why. Because it's not Ochel Nefesh and it's a Melechas Mashem. It's a Melocha. Normal burning, if I don't make use of it, it's a Melocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufo. There's no Yisur D'Raisa on it. Why is there an issue of the raisa burning kedoshim? The answer is because burning is a malacha. Only what then is a malacha shein tzricha legufo. Here you have malacha shein tzricha legufo. In other words, you're accomplishing as much by getting rid of the kedoshim, which is your chiyuv mitzvah to do so, as much as if you were making charcoal, you'll end up with pechah. That's a goal that you wanted to achieve, and it's a significant goal. Therefore, burning kedoshim likewise.
So,
What is, oil can all shemen can also be kodashim. So what was the difference between saying the shemen that is kodashim and the shemen that is truma?
Shemen kodesh means I gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. I gave it for menachos. Right. Shemen truma means I gave the kohen truma, right? And then somebody died in the house, and the truma became tmeir. Truma tmeir is also vachila. But it's mutabano.
So truma is on the way to being kodashim, but hasn't.
Kodesh. Truma kohen eats. Kodashim he can't eat unless it's a piece of the kodashim that belongs to him. Something is kodesh is also vano.
So it goes based on the designation that the person says when they give it, whether they say this is for you as Trumo or this is for the Beit HaMikdash as Kodashim?
The shemen that goes with the mincha, where the mincha requires shemen, but he can give a mincha shemen alone, meaning designating mincha to use from menachos, but all he gives is the oil. Doesn't give the flour. Doesn't give the levona. Just introduce a question here, which is obvious. Mo's going to discuss where we make for Pasuminisa, where we make additions to our Sidu Hatfila by the Amida, by benching, right? Better understand that question, you have to ask the other question, namely, what if you don't? You have to say Shem Nesoyer. You left out Yalav Yovo, right? You said you have to stand Shem Nesoyer. What if you leave out Alanisim?
No.
So why would you leave out Yalav Yovo or Saint Talamoto, right? Or Mashal Ruach, right? You have to stand Shem Nesoyer again. Why? It's only the Rabbanon. Why is it that you don't have to say it again? Well, it's only a Takanas Rabbanon. I have a surprise for you. The whole Shem Nesoyer is a Takanas Rabbanon. Therefore, you find among in the Rishonim there's a machlokas. If you leave out on the Isur, should you have to go back and again? How do we pass it? Sure, also, we don't have to send Shem Nesoyer again. Yeah. Don't understand fully why. Yalabio, what you do? Copy that down already. Mitzvah tomorrow. I'll share that with you. My colleagues will show them which will show them say what. Okay, is it? We'll catch a little piece over here. And let me say it. Ibayulahu. Maulahaskir Shokhanaka Bihasanozo. Even the Rabbanan who Lomadihinan. Or Dilma Mishum Pursumanisa Makirinan. So look at Rashi. That is Rashi. You can't understand this first, what I just said. I mean, why are you playing games with me? You're the Rabbanan. Make up your mind. What, should I say or shouldn't say? Well, you ask me, should you say it or should you say it? Whatever you say, I'll do. I'm making it up as they go along. So you want to tell me, Anisim goes into Birchas Hamazon? Fine. What are you asking? Question: do you ibar ma'u lahaskir? Right. So look at the Rashi answers that question in the first line. Bitfila pshitelan. Surely in the Amida, certainly we know you should say alanisim. Sharei lahalel odo nikvu. We say halel on Hanukkah. Why do we say Halal Chanukah? Because that was the takona. It should be Yimei of Halal with Tish Bochos. Therefore, I'm asking, since you go ahead, and we know that you put in Yalav Yovo in Birchas Hamazon, and if there's a mitzvah of Halal, then does it really mean ever possible to sneak in a halal to Hashem, right? And since we already have a space in Birchas Hamazon, which is blank until Yalavero comes, then maybe when Alanisim comes, it also makes good sense to put it in there. Because I have a general chiv, I'm looking for times, for ways to be give Hallel Ushvach Takodesh Baruch Hu. That's the question. Kibim mit Rabbonin hu lo matkirinon. Since the whole Alanisim is only mit Rabbonin, Odilma Mishum Pursuminisa Makirinon. But in Bola Haskir, Maskir Bahudor. But if you're gonna, you will want to include it, what does it mean? It's not, it's a hefsik, you want some, you make up, you want to make up, all, put all kinds of tefillahs in the Birchas Hamazon. Huh? Yeah, that's the Nodelecha. So, yeah, therefore, it says maybe because there's Nodelecha. No, I have actually Nodelecha on many things. You should put in. Yeah, I'm on a bris, on a bar mitzvah, I don't know what. What's his answer? Eino maskir. When bola haskir, maskir baudor. What does it mean? If eino maskir, then it's a hefsik. In the middle of a bracha, you're sticking things that are irrelevant. So that's what he's telling you. Irrelevant, it's not. Maskir baudor, it's like saying, by Shema Koleinu, you want to be mispalo in Shema Koleinu, and ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for a foolish labor for somebody. You put it in Rafa'enu, you left it, didn't do it in Rafa'enu, you can say it in Shema Koleinu. In Shema Koleinu, you opened up a business, right? You can include in Shema Koleinu, you should have success in the new business that you opened up. You can be Mosif to the Brocha, Me'inyan HaBrocha. Therefore, what he was telling you is to be Mosif Me'inyan HaBrocha, that's not a hefsek. Because it's part of no delachah then it can encompass more noda than what Chazal ordained. But there's no chiyuv to do so. Rav says, "Ain no maskir," meaning I didn't order you to be mad. Rabbanan didn't make it a takone, but you can call it a hefsik because it's still me also inyan. It's my inyan of the bracha. Rav Huna bar Yudi klole be Rav be Rava sover lankuri bevodi Yerushalayim. After all, Chanukah has to do with Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. He thought maybe it fits better there. Amar Rav Sheshes, no. Kitfila. We know from Tfila, my Tfila, we Bahudor, we put on anisim Bahudor Tfila or Bechazor Bahudor. And that's how we paskin, right?
למה לא שואלים על יום עצמאות אותו דבר?
מה?
על יום עצמאות, על הניסים. אנחנו אומרים, האיטלקים אומרים. הרב ארטום זה בנו של הרב, חתמה של הרב קסוטו. כתב...
שמה?
על הניסים. נוסח. נוסח על הניסים יום עצמאות. אין תמיים תחת יורים.
יש. יש ביקורת על מה שמסכנים פילוס חדושות. That's why משום זה פילה דה פילה לשום המדינה and so on, people object to it, that who are you to be מסכן new תפילס? אנשי כנסת גדולה make תפילס. So what happened? I don't, in my shul, I don't say the tefillah for Medinas Yisrael because they told me to say it. I say it because I don't want to join those who don't say it. So, I don't like when people make up tefillahs. I love Eretz Yisrael as much as everybody else. I don't need to feel it. But once it became a choosing of sides, you got to make up side. What side you want to be on? I'd rather be on this side. So we say, you make it feel it for the Chayal Eitzah Yisrael there. We do it differently than anybody else does it. When the Intifada began, the first Intifada began, and the Kobonos, and the army was under attack. No one declared war, but there was a war going on. So we moved the tefillah for Chayal Yitzhar Hagana of Yisrael. We recited when we opened the Ohr Kodesh, by even so, we take out the Sefer Torah. That's an old mini Yisrael, the Eish Tzora. He's doing it even for private people. A sorer, someone that's critically ill, they would open up their own kodesh and say a tefillah for a poor shleim. So we decided, and it proved to be a very, very useful thing, a useful, talking now pedagogically, rabbonus. You watch most shuls when they make the tefillah for Shlomo HaMedina or for Chayal Yisrael. People are busy talking to each other. Some sit and some stand and some don't stand. Here, by Hebrew, you open up your own Kodesh, everybody stands. It added a lot of dignity to the tefillah. And it's in keeping, I say, with a tradition that when it's Eish Tzora LeYaakov, when we're in trouble, then you must follow with an open and open kodesh. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.